I have three P words for you tonight. Perspective, persecution, and perseverance, okay? I think they actually all apply to where you all are at the end of the school year. First is perspective, okay? And I love that word. I even explained it recently. Perspective means literally to see through, to look through, right? These are spectacles, okay? And then per, P-E-R, in Greek is a prefix that means through. So, perspective, to see through something, to look through something, so that we can see it for what it really is, right? And that's really important in the last 2.5 weeks of the semester. It's like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do, right? Okay, so you might have a project, you might have a couple tests, all right? But let's be super honest for a second. This is not life and death. There are people who face life and death situations. None of you face life and death situations with your studies, okay? And so perspective is really important, and the Lord wants to give you a gift of perspective, because panicking about your studies helps no one, right? So keep it in perspective. We're blessed to be here, every single one of us. You're blessed to study, and you're blessed to have an opportunity to grow in knowledge so that you can do something really productive with your life and help the world be a better place, okay? There are many, many millions of people, actually, who would love to switch spots with you, okay? So, perspective, all right? Also, perspective in the spiritual life. We are so incredibly blessed. Just reminding someone, you know, we have the Blessed Sacrament in 4 places on this campus. You can go spend time with Jesus in the Eucharist, right, in the tabernacle, whenever you want, 24/7, right, whenever you want. And that's not the situation we have in the gospel today, right? So perspective in our spiritual life, how difficult are things, really, right? And that's the gospel. It's not cheery gospel at all, is it? You know, they will seize you and persecute you, hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, right? You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed, right? Well, honestly, we don't face that, do we? And maybe, truthfully, facing situations like this, which Christians have done in history, and do today. We don't think about that, but people do that today. There are Christians, especially in the Middle East, who take their lives into their hands every time they go to Mass, because it could be the time when the church is destroyed by a bomb. And they still go, right? Well, that clarifies things, doesn't it, for them? They have perspective. They're like, this is so radically important that I will take my life in my hands. And I will be okay if my life is taken, because this is how much I believe. Right? Sometimes for us, it gets so comfortable and so easy that we're like, again, we lose perspective. Okay? That's the first word. Persecution. Hey, this faith isn't an easy one. Right? It's not an easy one. If you live the gospel in its fullness, it's going to ruffle feathers. I told you on Sunday about Bishop Morlino, who passed away, right? He took very seriously the charge to preach the gospel in its fullness. People love certain aspects of the gospel, but if we're honest, even us, there's some aspects of the gospel that we're really uncomfortable with and even push back against. Well, he just took it seriously as a bishop to say, I have to preach the gospel in its fullness. And that made people uncomfortable when he talked about abortion. It made people uncomfortable when he talked about same-sex marriage. It made people uncomfortable when he talked about the simple realities that Catholic institutions need to actually be Catholic, right? And people pushed back, and he was okay with that, because Jesus has always been a divisive force in the world. He's also been a unifying force, but he's only unifying toward those who want to live in the truth, right? And we don't always want that. And so there's persecution. So if we live our faith in its fullness, there's going to be a pushback. You're not going to walk in easy step with everything that's out there in the world. You have to make choices. It's okay to make choices. It's good to make choices. It's necessary to make choices. We just want to choose for the right thing. And so we choose for Christ. And we say, your truth, because you are truth. I choose that. I want to live in that. And if that puts me at odds with secular values, so be it. So be it. Because along with the persecution comes perspective. What are we living for? None of us live in this earth forever. We're made for heaven. We're on pilgrimage. We're on the way home. It's where we need to be. Fulton Sheen had a great line, the great Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He said, you should always live with your eyes on heaven, with your heart on the cross, and with your feet on the ground. And that's a great deal of wisdom, to have a heavenly perspective, word used intentionally, to think about heaven lots as the end goal, the purpose for this life, for you and for all your friends, to get as many people to heaven as possible. Right, to have that heavenly perspective, to have your heart right on the cross with Jesus. St. Thomas Aquinas said, the whole of the Christian life is simply loving what Jesus loved on the cross and hating what he hated. Jesus loved humanity on the cross, and he hated sin, and he hated the errors that come with sin. Right? And so our hearts need to be on the cross. And then our feet need to be firmly planted on the ground. Which leads me to the last P word, perseverance. We put our feet on the ground and we take one step and then another step and then another step. And sometimes it's really easy to walk and sometimes it's really hard to take that next step. But we have to be gritty and we have to be tough and we have to hang in there because this life is not easy. It's also really good. It's just not easy. And some of you might be in a situation right now where you just need to grit down and persevere. And that's important that we know to do that, right? We can't be so soft, so delicate, that we can't push back against difficult things. And the Lord won't let us, okay? Because if he's forming your heart, he's going to make you tougher. He absolutely will. Because to follow him, that's a necessity, right? Jesus says, take up your cross. Follow me. That's not an easy path. No one's been called to an easy path. Whatever your vocation is, right? If you're called to marriage, that's a tough path. If you're called to consecrated single life, tough path. If you're called to priesthood or religious life, tough path. Tough paths require tough people. But someone whose heart is softened like Jesus becomes tough. And I know that sounds paradoxical, but the more our hearts are like his on the cross, so full of love, ready to forgive, ready to offer and sacrifice, the softer our hearts become that way, the tougher we become as people. And so we persevere, right? And that's a lesson in a very simple way for you to the end of the semester. Persevere, keep going, right? You'll make it, you'll survive, right? But way more importantly, that's the lesson for our spiritual life, to persevere, to keep walking. And since I started with explaining what perspective means, perseverance means to go through severity, persevere. To go through what is severe. And so we do that. And we go through the cross. And then we enter in to the fullness of life that is on the other side of the cross. That's the only way to live, friends. And it's good for you to hear that now so that you don't have any illusions about life being easy and just simply full of butterflies and puppies. Okay? Because that's not real life. That's a YouTube video. Okay? But real life is hard. And it's really good. And so the Lord gives us every tool to embrace life in all of its goodness and to walk it with wisdom. Have your mind and your sight fixed on heaven. Have your heart with Jesus' heart on the cross and have your feet firmly planted on the ground as you take one step and one step and one step and persevere in this great faith that the Lord has given to us.